Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tammy Gilliland with Lord's Pantry Food Pantry, located at 120 North Jefferson Street in Sigourney.
So our pantry is for any resident in Keokuk County. There aren't any guidelines. Anybody who's in need of food can come. Right now, we are doing it by appointment just so we don't have lines of people waiting to get in, and we're still serving people. We have not stopped serving due to COVID. We have been open. How we distribute the food does look a little bit different. Instead of people going through the pantry and picking out their own items, we actually box them up ahead of time, so when they come during their assigned time, then they just come in, pick up their food. I would say it's contactless because you don't have to be within 6 feet of anybody, but you do have to come inside of the pantry to pick those items up.
And how long have you guys had to operate that way? I know a lot of pantries like yourself have been in the same boat.
We started in March when the pandemic hit.
What kind of need have you seen at your particular pantry? What kind of trends are you seeing there?
In the beginning, when the pandemic originally hit back in March, the pantry slowed down a lot. People weren't coming out, but now our numbers just slowly increase every month since then, and we are serving probably just shy of about twice as many individuals, families, as we did last year at this time.
So about twice as many this year than last year. Are there any items that you guys are in need of at this time of year?
We are always in need of personal hygiene items, toilet paper, paper towels, deodorant, body wash, shampoos, those kinds of items, laundry soap. A lot of people, when they do drives, they do canned goods, which is great. We always need those items. But things that we do give out are those personal hygiene products that are more expensive, and so we are always in need of those items.
Food-wise, though, your supply is good?
Food-wise, right now we are good. I would just, again, kind of think outside of the box of your traditional items that people donate. Look more towards, like, canned meats. Box dinners, that's another thing that where everything comes in one, it makes it easier for families to make that into a meal. They know what to do with it. Peanut butter, juices.
Holiday hours, any special hours of operation? Are you guys, is there going to be any kind of downtime there at Lord's Pantry?
We would not be open on Christmas Day or New Year's Day.
If somebody wants to donate to Lord's Pantry, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can mail a check to 615 South Jefferson Street in Sigourney, or they can call me at 641-622-2383 and schedule a time to drop off either a donation as in items or in a monetary donation.
You said you served about twice as many this year as last year. Ballpark figure, what kind of regular traffic do you see compared to what you're seeing right now?
Yeah. I would say normally we would serve 24, typically would be 24 families.
Okay.
And I have noticed that not only have the families increased by that much, but we're not seeing families of two or four. We're seeing families of 6, 10, 12 in a household. So we go through a lot of food. You stock the shelves and it's all gone.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tammy Gilliland with Lord's Pantry in Sigourney. A reminder to access the food pantry, you must call for an appointment at 641-622-2383. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.